This is a great map for you and your friends to play on, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the building game.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Last week, Seth Bling released a map that combines the classic game of telephone with the other game of Pictionary, all in one fun map. This is a multiplayer game that needs 7 players to play. Here's how it works. Step 1, each player writes down something for other players to build. Step 2, the players will be teleported to a different player's note, then have to build what it says. Third, once all the players are done building, they will be teleported to what the other players built, have to guess what it is, write down that guess, and then fourth, you have to build something based on that guess. This goes on and on. After 3 rounds, the game ends, and you can laugh your heads off to see what the original build said and where you ended up at the end.
Is everyone familiar with how you play the game?
How do you play?
So now that you have a piece of paper in your inventory and you're in a room that is filled with anvils. So take your piece of paper, place it in the anvil, and then name the piece of paper. Once you put it into the dispenser, never, ever, ever remove a piece of paper from a dispenser. That is the one rule of this game. Memorable is definitely best, but remember, you're going to have to make it with blocks in Minecraft later.
Do I have to make it, or do other people have to make it?
Other people.
I'm a pretty terrible person.
Other people have to make it. Oh my god.
So now we grab the paper out of
no!
the paper. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. So once you look at the paper, that's what you have to build on the white space that you are given. Okay. And there's a house rule that the front of your space is near the anvils on the other side. So if you want a front and you want to play correctly, you can point your thing that way.
So like the homies dissing this girl, we got a front is what I'm hearing.
I just did the stupid thing and took the paper out of the dispenser. Is that bad?
Oh my god, Wes.
No, you didn't, Wes.
Just put it back.
Mine is way not... I've started building this and realized that it was a horrible idea. Oh, I'd like to get this out of the way. What is the house rules on researching your thing? Can you Google it and find it? Or is it all off of memory?
Sure.
I have no qualms with you looking up what something is if you don't know what it is.
If it's going to make it better, do it.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so if people... I'm hitting the...
It's that thing that's ticking.
Time button.
All right.
Whoa.
Okay.
What this is? So now you have to guess it, yeah, and then you put it in the dispenser.
This is definitely what it is.
I have no idea.
I definitely got Wes Wilson.
Oh, I'm going to be so angry if this is the one that I made and somebody drew this, because this is not what I was going for here.
You're welcome.
What is wrong with... What? This is
what is
so...
wrong with you people?
This is so literal.
Are we allowed to draw, like a saying? Are we allowed to put letters to describe something?
Whoa.
No, you're not allowed to use words or letters.
Oh, God. Each of my things don't have enough fidelity for you to figure out what it is. So if you stand way back, squint your eyes, also have, like, nearsightedness and something else wrong with you, that's how you would figure out what I'm making. We're 7 seconds over,
guys.
That's
really the point of the game, is to make it give up.
5 more time, though.
Well, it's 2. You're out of time, Metho.
You're
going to be a cheater like that Wes Wilson?
Oop. I don't know if this is even possible.
What?
Whoa.
The heck?
What?
Wait, what?
What?
I may have a problem.
I got
something. I don't know. I don't know. My mind is boggled. You have sufficiently boggled me, whoever constructed this. Okay, I put the paper in the dispenser. I'm in a new place.
I'm in a new place.
Okay, good.
Yeah, all right. So yeah, I look in the dispenser and build some.
Oh, this is a
I can hear so right. many chickens right now.
You know what? If somebody guesses what I just built, I'm going to give you $1 million.
I want $1 million.
Yeah, you gotta take that.
If I had $1 million,
I'll buy Etho a house.
I want craft dinner.
In
you're
a watching
bit.
Etho's video, and you think he's a cheater, like, comment, or subscribe to his channel.
Aw, this one's cute.
Oh, man.
This you'll be in a room after this one where you can look in the dispenser and see what the final guess in the chain that you started was.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
Wow.
So this was the first one. Let's look into the dispenser. And this was Seth Bling's building game.
Seth Bling's building game. Oh.
This was calendar with horrible spacing, and this is the one that I built.
Where was the guest for that? Or what was the guest for
Who took the paper out of the dispenser?
It was me. I said tic tac toe.
Because you'll never guess what I made when I got tic tac toe.
Or connect three. This is tic tac toe.
This is tic tac toe.
What?
Oh, it's a tic tac. It's a white tic tac.
Tic tac.
And a toe. Because I couldn't make any connections.
Are you serious?
So the original for this was, if we're all on the next column row thing, it was The Matrix. And I apologize. I started out with a green background, and I wanted to switch it to a black background, but I knew that it was going to take so long that I hit the ready button and just...
It actually kind of looks better with the little...
Yeah, no, that actually sells incredibly well. I wish I had thought to build it this way, because as you can see in the next room, that's mine.
Oh, wait, did it say? What did it say? Oh, whoa! They guessed it?
Yeah, they guessed The Matrix.
Indeed, I did.
Wow,
I got it.
Nice.
When I came into the room.
What?
That looks great. The Matrix looks great.
And who guessed this? Who guessed this one?
I did.
You are a genius, Etho, because I would not have guessed Matrix.
No, it's me. It's Wes. I guessed
it. You guessed it, Wes?
Wait, I am a genius now that you mention it.
Wait. Did it go all the way?
Oh, was
it? Yeah, Matrix.
Tetris.
Tetris.
Someone guessed Tetris.
No.
Oh, it's so close.
Who guessed Tetris?
I did.
Maximus.
Tetris doesn't have a one block. That would defeat the purpose of the game.
Thank you so much, Seth Bling, for creating this map, and thank you everyone who joined me while we played through the game. Lots and lots of fun. Of course, if you want to download this, you can head over to Seth Bling's YouTube channel, or we have it in our show notes as well. One of the reasons that I really like this game is because you can write down anything on that initial note. You don't have to choose from a drop-down of things. You can let your imagination run with it, which makes it super flexible. I had a lot of fun this week. If you want to catch out our future episodes, make sure you subscribe at twit.tv/omgcraft. You can also follow the show on Twitter. We are at omgcraftshow to stay on when we record or when new episodes come out. Thank you so much for watching. We will see you next episode. Bye!